The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co.
The starting point for TikTok is to first figure out who are you targeting and where are those users online. Our users are, 13 to 24 year olds. We started sort of posting organically, and then we got on the TikTok ads platform and quickly realized that there are like 6 or 7 variables: what location to target, what age, the interest, the keywords, the CTA description, and like what the creative style should be. We typically created 3 different ads in a single campaign, and we put $30 a day behind each of those ads and then tested each of these variables in isolation. After about a month or so, we'd be able to figure out, okay, well, download works better than install now, and this creative style is better, and you put this word in the description and it just performed better. And then we put them all together and it started to work pretty well. And then we started putting around a few hundred dollars behind each ad group. And then we found that our performance just like skyrocketed from there. And that was just in Australia. And they were like, cool, well, how would this look in the US or the UK or Canada? And we started doing the same ads across those countries that we knew worked. And the performance just continued to improve. And the CAC was less than $1 for our installs.
How long did you run it just to get some real good data?
You can probably get results that show a lot of statistical significance within about a week. And then at that point, we kind of cut those ads and test a new variable.
I think for me, the hardest part is just creating the content. How did you guys go about creating the actual ads?
I got a younger brother and I went to him. I said, hey, do you know any of your friends who want to be paid $50 to make TikToks? We would go on TikTok and we'd scroll through the hashtags and find new trends. I'd then create a brief for these young people to make. And we just test all these different creatives and see what would work. And we'd also post some of these organic on our own TikTok and be like, cool, these ones got thousands of views. All right, that creative resonated with followers and they're probably going to resonate with that target user. Let's try them, or let's try model around them. And then once you start seeing what ads work or what creatives work best, you just kind of create that style every time.
When you're testing out the hashtags and looking for these creative briefs, are you going for a generic hashtag or are you going for a specific hashtag that's more tailored to your niche?
It's probably a mix. Search a bit around, for me, it'd be like fitness or gym workouts. Then your feed becomes quite curated. It's not necessarily like seeing a great fitness video and copying it, seeing a great video and then applying the principles of what makes a good video to your kind of niche.
You said creative is actually more important than targeting.
100%. If you can nail the creative, then nailing, things like location and interest and keywords and that sort of stuff will bring down your CAC a little bit. But having the creative that you know that works, that resonates with your user, it's got a good hook, clear CTA, and brings them in. The first kind of 2 seconds is where most of your viewers are going to drop off. So it's really important that at the end you have like a strong, clear CTA.
Talk to me about targeting then. You set up your 3 creatives, set it for about $30 a day for each creative performing. How does that targeting look like for each ad?
Let's say we want to test the CTA. So we're going to test install now, download now, and get fit today. So Every single variable, the creative, the location, the interest keywords is all the same. Within 4 or 5 days, you're going to see, okay, this creative or this ad has CTR of 1.5% and a CVR, which is a conversion rate of 25%. That ad that has download now is clearly the one that performed best. So download now is the CTA that we're going to use going forward.
From my experience, the more granular I can get, the better it is in terms of CPA. We had a sports app and we're targeting the NFL, American football, and we're doing like $5 cost per installs. When I changed the targeting to people who liked every single team, that dropped the CPA to like $1.50. But if I'm going to start general, is it better to have hashtags, interest? Where should I start with that?
What we've found is to like dump as much as you can in there as possible. And then same with hashtags, we'll put as many as we can there as well. And we'll even turn on the targeting expansion, which kind of lets the ad pick more areas to go for if it thinks it's going to perform well. So for TikTok, I think going broad is really effective.
How have you been able to scale without sacrificing the performance of an ad?
You can't actually increase or decrease a campaign by more than 15% without it like kind of resetting. So if you're going to scale something up, either do it gradually or create a completely new campaign. And the other thing that we found is if we created one campaign that had $500 into it and had one ad group, the performance would be pretty bad. But if we created five campaigns that are literally identical as that one with $100 behind each, the performance remained, you know, really, really good.
Was the organic videos driving downloads at all?
Some videos can go viral and that's a big hit and you'll get a bunch of downloads. Others, you know, can flop. And at the moment, organic TikTok is quite tough. So we use it as a platform to help us get a better gauge on what ads we want to be sending out. So it helps us test creatives. Also, like all of the creatives that I get our TikTok team to make, they get posted online organically, and then we use them as ads as well, testing. To grow your community or grow your following, there's something called a community engagement campaign on TikTok. So we put like $20 behind this a day and just let it run for like months. And what this does is it kind of brings the right people to your account to follow you, to view your videos, and it helps you kind of grow your community and your following. I think we grew around 30,000 followers on TikTok just using this community engagement.
How did you pick the video to use for that community engagement?
We picked two videos that performed quite well organically.
Hey, if it works on organic, it's likely to work on paid as well.
It more often than not works. We run all of our TikTok ads once we know they work on Facebook as Instagram Reels. Okay. And this is almost transferable exactly. So if you have a campaign that gets you 10,000 users at a CAC of $1 on TikTok, you go say, cool, that campaign, that ad is awesome. That creative's really working. Let's go run that on Facebook through just Instagram Reels, and then it'll pretty much work exactly the same. So that's another way how we kind of were able to scale.
I know with TikTok, you need an MMP because you can't target iOS 14 and up users unless you have that. You have one that you suggest we go with?
Yeah, so we use AppsFlyer. My advice would be don't get locked into a contract until you like kind of know what your, like how many units your downloads are getting per month and it's consistent. Otherwise, you'll end up paying overs, which is what happened to us.
I also want to talk to you about the key metrics, you know, that really suggest a high-performing ad. Is it the click-through rate? Is it the install rate? What are you really looking for?
There's three key things to look for when you're testing your ad. The first is you want a CPM, which is like the cost per 1,000 impressions, to be less than $6 typically. Then you want a CTR, which is the click-through rate, to be anything above 1%. And then a CVR, which is the conversion rate, you want that to be anywhere above 25%. If you have those three numbers, your ads will be converting at less than a dollar.
Is there anything like you would say, don't do this when you're first starting out with TikTok ads? Because you made that mistake.
Don't waste your money kind of unnecessarily. Start with like a plan and test everything over time. I think that's the best way to go about it. Stay up to date with trends. Reply to comment. Also get in touch with TikTok and see if you can get yourself on a whitelist. And a whitelist essentially allows you to get access to new features, allows you to hit new audiences.
What other trends have you seen, Jake?
I think the most important part about trends is actually the music. Some of the best ads that we've had, you know, has been a bunch of pictures we put together and then like it relates to a song, but everyone loves the song and the song goes viral. So they're the ones that perform best. So I would be looking out for trending songs more than kind of trending videos.
Anything else on TikTok you want to make sure we cover?
Although TikTok releases a lot of new like features, don't fall for it all. I mean, it's always good to test, but I think like, you know, they put up these things where like kind of page pops up when they're watching the ad. We tested and people like hated it. Spark ads is another thing to kind of consider. So spark ads are where you run your existing videos on your own TikTok profile as ads. So you can go to a creator and say, hey, if you post this video on your account, we're going to make it an ad. And that's going to bring a lot of traffic to your profile. You need a lot of followers, a lot of views. And also that's great for you because people are going to download the app or download whatever they want you from that creative. So it's a really kind of like mutually beneficial situation for you and the creators, assuming the creator is kind of related to what you're doing.
And the key for that is to get the video code.
The only other thing that I've found is we kind of keep track of what we call our best performing creatives. So we have like a list of all them. And then we also have like struggler ads, ones that are like CTR is a little bit lower. The CVR might not be right. and we kind of take those and we compare them to our best performers and say, okay, what are these missing? And then we often then kind of tweak the creative again and run the ad again. So that's been really effective. The last thing is you can't run TikTok ads with a watermark on it.
If you had to start again, would you start with Spark ads or would you start with just the normal ads that you started with?
Spark ads are good because it brings people to your account as well. So you would get a lot of followers. For example, like you need 1,000 followers to put a link in your bio. Otherwise, you can't do that. But I think after that, you get kind of more flexibility running normal ads through the ads manager.
Normal ads versus community ads.
Yeah. So community ads, they're not going to get you downloads. So I would say not one or the other, but do them both. But the community ads, I'm talking $20 a day, like minimum amount spend will get you a few hundred followers every day.
The Spark ads, you tell the influencer to go to their TikTok file, creator tools, it's all within. They got to get this ad scene turned on and then select the TikTok post that they want. So this one, go into the ad settings with that little button. And then you got to get this ad settings, turn that on, turn on ad, and then generate this code. And you guys need this code and send it over to us. We were tracking the search volume of our branded keyword for this client. And you can see that after the TikTok campaign, the search score for that brand went up. Are people just, you know, swiping up or tapping on the ad app, or are they going to the app store and searching for Stepin and downloading the app?
Yeah, I think it's probably like a 70-30 split. So 70% of people probably tapping on the ad, 30% are searching. We've seen when we've turned off ads and what it looks like when they're on. So 100% like kind of it helps with your branding, helps with like your ranking of your keywords. We actually found that a lot of people would find the ad and then they'd go to the app store and then misspell Stepin. So we had to create an app store campaign, which is like it's like misspellings. And it's just like 100 different ways that you could spell Stepin and that would capture everyone. It was like super cheap, but that was kind of like an interesting find there.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.